listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. 10 days until a vaccination program kicks off at South Aussie schools. Friday is vaccination day for those participating, and on Saturday, vaccines will be available to the wider public in neighbouring schools and communities. The vaccine teams will return 9 weeks later to each school to provide the second dose. You might have been wondering what City of Mount Gambier was up to last week while maintenance was carried out in the Cave Garden. Well, emergency services have worked with local council to install a base at the bottom so that a ladder can be placed securely in the event of an emergency. SES District Officer Brad Flew says it'll make accessing the bottom of the cave easier, safer and quicker. Previously, they had to use ropes to rappel into the caves. Watch out for wild mushrooms. That's the warning from SA Health, who say deathcap mushies have been spotted early this season. Around two-thirds of yearly mushroom poisoning cases involve children less than 5 years old. Dr. David Simon from SA Health says ingesting them can cause serious illness or even death.
In the last few weeks, with the rain and the weather change, we've seen mushrooms pop up everywhere, and our message today is the best place to get our mushrooms is from our local supermarkets, because differentiating between those mushrooms which are toxic and those which are edible is very tricky and very difficult.
Youth Week continues in Mount Gambier today. Charge Up Arvos runs through the week at the library. It's offering free coffee, snacks and space to chill out with bean bags and different groups to speak to each day. Today it's Nick from Headspace. And to sport, Kalangadoo has an eye to round 8 in the Mid-Southeast football after revealing its own Guernsey for Indigenous round. The big match will be up against Tantanoola on May 28, with the best on ground winning the 6th annual Tim Brennan Indigenous Round Award. The jumper reveal follows that of the Western Bulldogs in the AFL, who will for the second year running wear the Boandic-inspired design created by former player and local Lindsay Gilbey.
Listener.